Nervous energy, you know.
Just like David Seymour.
He smells.
Yeah.
Stinky dick.
Really?
In joke. Yeah. Okay, wait. Yeah. Intellectual pop music.
Okay, I don't get it either, it's fine.
It's the same song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 times. Okay, this sounds a little bit different, but the same.
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to hear more of. Get off the stage.
Yeah, get off after this next song.
Nah. We got jokes. Just jokes. Let's do the song.
Okay.
No, we're jokes.
Song jokes.
This social movement has grown a lot, and people know a lot more than ever before what's happening in Palestine. I used to get asked a lot, why are you all the way across the world so interested in this particular cause? And other human rights causes that aren't maybe taking place directly on this panel. And the obvious answer is, human rights are good. I want to stand up for these things. I want to be on the right side of history. I guess the stronger answer is that, like probably a lot of people of my generation, I grew up watching things like the anti-Springbok tour. Something unique about that is the fact that it was this mass mobilization of people that directly challenged the sort of the other side of this almost kind of a radical apoliticism. We just want to watch rugby. But you couldn't avoid the fact that there was conflict and confrontation, and that there had to be organizing of people behind the scenes to make those things happen. Those people were called terrorist sympathizers for standing against apartheid. Meanwhile, in South Africa, the people who were organizing against apartheid were also called terrorists. Obviously, famously, Nelson Mandela locked up a man who was willing to openly call himself an anti-capitalist, a communist, organize under those lines and fight armed, if necessary, against the hyper-exploitation of black people in South Africa. And South Africa was liberated from that apartheid regime. It's obviously not a perfect, incredible, shining example of human rights at the moment, but it's not genociding the black people of South Africa in the way that Israel is genociding the people of Palestine. So no, this isn't a particularly upbeat, happy conversation to have after all the upbeat, happy music, but it's important and it needs to be said. Looking at my notes that I can't read, okay, we're here to fundraise for UNRWA at an event called The Resistance. And I think those are two sort of distinct but intertwined necessary sort of causes and social movements. UNRWA, we are fundraising for because it has been defunded by countries around the world. UNRWA is the best band-aid that we have right now for the people of Palestine. And it is a band-aid, but band-aids are a good thing. If you get cut, you want a band-aid, you don't want to bleed out, you don't want an infection. But right now, you're not walking into a fence and getting cut and needing a bandage, right? Somebody is breaking into your home and repeatedly slashing you while trying to convince the neighborhood that bandages are terrorists. And to the great shame of all of these Israel-aligned countries around the world, the fucking money for food and bandages and medicine has been taken away, leaving it to ordinary people like us to pick up the slack instead of the states that claim to represent us. So this is a shout out to all of you for being there and to helping to pick up that slack. The other thing is that tonight is called The Resistance, and there are a lot of forms that can take. For us here, it's more of a solidarity with resistance, right? And our role is to stand in solidarity with that resistance, whatever form it takes. Because there is an oppressed paradigm that has been put down onto the people of Palestine by the regime of Israel. Sometimes resistance in Palestine looks like sumud, which is steadfastness in Arabic. It's people who continue farming, continue raising their kids, continue doing everything that they need to do in non-violence while settlers come and try and take their land. Sometimes violence is a 16-year-old kid in Gaza seeing that his family has been blown to pieces and he knows the name of the regime who does it, so he picks up a gun and fights back. And to the shame of our state, of our government, the people who are called terrorists are the ones who are imposing the oppressor-oppressed dynamic on the people of Palestine. I have no joy in the October 7 jailbreak that took people from Israel, obviously a tiny fraction in the number of people who are taken from Palestine and held in Israeli gulags. I have no joy that these Israeli hostages are being held without freedom of movement, without seeing their families. But the blame for that falls on the oppressor, falls on the people who have put this paradigm, put people into a giant open-air prison. It's not a perfect term. Prisons, you have sentences. This is just forever condensing land theft. Israel is the oppressor. Israel is the one who has courted this and always has been.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Fuck Israel!
So, before I step away here and let you get back to the music, I want to leave you with a bit of a chance, just to keep in mind that resistance is justified. So when I call out to you, resistance is justified, I want you to say the reason. Palestine is occupied. Resistance is justified.
Palestine is occupied.
Resistance is justified.
Palestine is occupied.
Kia ora, thank you very much. Have a good rest of the night.